Baby, it was too wide, too strong. It didn't fit. I'm talking about Nick Cannon's ego, honey, and Mariah Carey's world brand. We got the dish on death.
Oh, I'm clutching my pearls. And it sounds like Shirley MacLaine had all the room for Morgan Freeman's ego, but he won't it.
Also lit up dishing with legends Debbie Morgan and Richard Lawson about their new show. But before we get into all that, we have our friend, radio host, and television personality, Tone Capone in the house. Woo! Welcome back, homie.
Yeah, I'm back, man. Excited to be back, man. This is one of my favorite things to do. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, man, one of the Twin Powers activate. Great to have you, and we got a lot to dish about, so... Let's get this started!
All right, y'all. Now, I want to get this started, but I can't concentrate because Tanner is over here looking busted. What the hell happened, Tanner? Did he hit you in the eye?
No. Golly, Gary, no.
Who is he?
There is no he, Brad.
Okay.
I fell off. I have an electric skateboard. Mm-hmm. I was going too fast, and I was not wearing a helmet, and I fell off, and I hit my eye a little bit, and I messed up my thumb a little bit.
How fast were you going?
Yeah. Way too fast.
Mm-hmm. But whatever the situation is, Tanner, you should have called me and the Queens, honey. We would have came beat the skateboard, whatever the
thing
was.
Well, Gary, I didn't need anybody beat up. Like, I was on my way home.
Was you running from the popos?
No, ma'am.
Why don't you show us your eye? Show
me
your
eye.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Look at the camera,
Tanner. Yeah, you
want to
see?
It's beautiful.
That's good, Gary. You like that?
Don't forget to put some ice on it when you get home. Ice it up.
Bag of peas.
Yeah. There you go.
Put some cucumbers on it.
Some cucumbers?
Mm-hmm. Gary.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Now it's time to move on to Nick Cannon's tea. Enough of mine.
Okay.
He's being very candid once again about the end of his marriage to Mariah Carey. And it sounds like ego and insecurity might have been the reason it all came crashing down.
Uh-oh. I would lay up at night thinking, like, is this who I am? Am I Mariah's man?
Yeah.
Is that what my life is supposed to be? There's nothing wrong with it.
No, I understand it, though. Like, it's like,
and I got really comfortable in it. She got islands. And I'm waking up at noon and people bringing me steaks on a platter.
Nick also said he was attempting to be the best husband that he could be, but not being the alpha in the relationship was eating away at him, and he questioned God if this was his purpose in life.
So, Tone, why is the male ego so fragile?
I have no clue, but it is fragile. This is called knowing who to date. You got to know where you're dating. If you date Mariah Carey, you're not dating Mariah from Schaumburg, Illinois. You date Mariah Carey. You know what I mean? You got to know it. You're going to always be Mariah's husband. Yeah. The next person that gets with Mariah is going to be Mariah's husband. It's just what it is.
But that is crazy to me.
No, she's already through the stratosphere. You heard what he said. She got her servants, her maids.
Got
her
islands.
She has islands. She has everything. So you're going to be Mariah Carey's husband. You're never going to be like... up there where she is.
She probably needs somebody who knows how to, like, sit into any scenario, and, like, maybe he hasn't been there before, but he's perfectly fine, like, knowing his role and, like, just being her stay-at-home husband.
But it's obvious she liked him. She married him.
He had to know his role. Like you said, knowing your role. You got to make her laugh and break her back.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, moving on. Shirley MacLaine says she tried to get Morgan Freeman to sniff some of her steel magnolias.
Oh, wow.
But in her new autobiography, Shirley admitted she had a thing for the good voice of God and tried to get him to rock the box. She said, "Morgan Freeman, I propositioned him and he turned me down." The two have remained friendly over the years, but she never got the chance to let him drive her daisy. Now, how do you think she propositioned Morgan? Do you think she was grouchy like her character in Steel Magnolias?
She did it like a white woman would do a black man.
Which is what?
She offered him, honey, and he said no because they were still hanging black men at that time, I'm sure. You know they were still hanging black men at that damn time?
It was probably like the 70s. Early 80s or something.
Like the 70s, Gary. We was free, bro.
Oh, we was free?
Yeah.
We could drink from whatever fountain we want.
But he didn't drink from that fountain.
Wow. He only drove Miss Daisy. He knew what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been a lot of chatter about the women of the WNBA not having equal pay to the men in the NBA. So Angel Reese, who recently complained about living above her means, had the Shaq attack on her unapologetically Angel podcast to talk all about it. And Shaq believes if the rim on the court was lowered just a tad, WNBA players everywhere would finally start balling. Listen to this.
I'm not saying lower it to 9.5 and shit, but just 9.9.
Just so we can dunk?
Yes.
No.
No, see? Mm-mm. And
I hate women say that.
But listen, only thing is missing is the dunk.
I don't feel like it still would change.
I'm telling you.
I don't think
what?
So.
Bro, you dunking and getting, man, trust me, it'll change.
We didn't tell the whole story. We didn't get the whole story.
We didn't get the whole story.
Because she had on some shorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted her to wear the shorts.
Booty shorts.
Yeah.
And
booty shorts and dunk.
Yeah. At the end of the clip, he was saying, if you wore those shorts and you had the rim or able to dunk, it had more people in watching the game. I think it's too physical, though. I mean, I watched the WNBA game at close, and I think really for them, they just got to stop being so physical. Because you want to see somebody to be able to move them where the men's game is. Mm-hmm. Right. The men's game is not as physical as it was in the 90s. The women are playing 90s basketball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would watch a Hooters League WNBA basketball chicks is dunking.
You are the problem.
Definitely.
Moving on, people are out here claiming that Miami Heat are playing in Dwayne Wade's face. So the team honored the retired Heat player with a statue outside of the Casilla Center in Miami, and everyone is saying this piece of art is nasty work. But I'll let you be the judge. Check it out. Oh man, if that ain't Teddy Pendergrass upset, I don't know what it is. Now check it out. Now D. Wade's first words when he saw the statue was, "Who is this guy?" But he actually helped the artist with the molding of the statue. So my question, guys, did Miami play in this man's face?
Yeah. No, that doesn't look like anyone.
It doesn't.
It looks like
When you make a statue with the mouth open, people are dirtbags.
Yeah.
So like, on any given morning, you're going to go up there, there's going to be weird things in that man's mouth that somebody's going to have to climb to get out, man. Because your people ain't no good, especially if you're not a Heat fan.
That's probably bad.
Yeah, but childish.
Well, John Legend, honey, popped up at Club Shay Shay and suggested if it wasn't for him and wife Chrissy Teigen being hot in the pants on their first date, they wouldn't have lasted 18 years later. Listen.
A lot of experts says sleeping with someone on the first date is not really conducive for a long-term relationship.
Some people say that, but...
But here we are. 18 years later, here we are.
18 years later, here we are.
And you know what? And I agree with what he said, though. What'd you think, Tom? Don't you do it?
I wouldn't be mad at the first date. I'm not mad at it, but I think when you get it the first date, now you got questions.
You got questions.
No, you got questions.
Does the woman seem easy?
Right, yeah.
She gave it up on the first date. Oh, who else she gave it up on the first
date? Exactly.
But y'all coming at it with pessimistic energy. What if you were just that charming and that smooth? What if you were just that special to where you disarm that person with, like, I normally don't do this, but tonight I will.
And that's what you feel like they all say.
Yeah.
No, usually I don't do this.
That's why I tell the girls. The girls keep trying to get in my pants, and I'm like, ladies, I don't be doing this.
Yeah, why wait? Wait broke the wagon.
I want to, give me a strong week at least. I got to ask some questions. How many times you gonna let people knock you down?
We ain't gonna still ask some questions.
At least you won't feel like they're easy and they sleep with everybody on the first day.
Yeah.
Well, you can have me on the first day.
Up next.
You giving it up today,
bitch. Nah, bitch, okay. Ain't nobody got time to be waiting.
Offer good while supplies last. Oh, say, can you please save our ears from Loomis? We'll show you why after the break.
Oh, my God.
Gary normally goes for $100, but today we've got him for...
$19.99.
That's right. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
That's right, man. Move over, Fergie. We got a new person to totally butcher the national anthem. Oh. And that would be up-and-coming singer Loomis.
Yeah, that's right, so Loomis took the stage last week at the Free and Equal Elections presidential debate, but quickly went off key and asked for a redo, and man, she got too nervous. And if that wasn't enough, the cameraman had to let her know that they were live. Listen, y'all just gotta see this for yourself. Check it out.
Tampons we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets, red glare. Can I go back, please? Bombs bursting. And then I got too
nervous.
You know, this song's only been around since, like, I don't know, like the early 1900s. Now, she later apologized for cursing on live TV and begged for forgiveness, but...
I'm going to tell you, this is one of my favorite things. Messed up national anthems are probably the funniest thing to watch ever.
She's like a hood rat, and the way she was standing and all that, I'm like, girl, hey, you don't do the national anthem like that.
No artist development. You can't do that. You just can't do that. The show goes on.
Do you think she's going to get a second chance?
Hell no.
No, she ain't getting no second chance.
Maybe at a county
she
fair,
about
probably.
She to lose her record deal.
Maybe at a county fair, maybe at, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, eating a turkey leg. All right. It's time to go shopping with another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
Just scan this QR code right here to get these deals. Okay, kick us off, HK.
All right, man. We got this Vac Life cordless air pump / tire inflator. Now, this is a must-have, especially during holiday travel season. And using this couldn't be easier. It has presets for cars, bikes, and sport balls. It usually goes for as high as $90, but we got you today for just
$29.99. All right.
Nice. Okay, that's cute head crack. But I've got this Alexis Bendel quilted nylon backpack or crossbody tote. Now, the backpack is available in black and navy, and the tote is available in black, navy, and olive. Now, the tote features a removable strap so you can wear it as a crossbody or hold it as a tote. Plus, there's a convenient exterior pocket and interior pockets for organization. Now, they usually go for as high as $50, but we got you today for just $19.99.
That's great, Gary. And we've also got the Lifestyle Advanced Infinite High Definition Wireless Headphones. They're available in white, black, and navy. The charge lasts up to 8 hours. You can even connect to Bluetooth and easily manage your calls, too. Now, this is a doorbuster deal, so we want to make sure everyone can get their hands on them. We're limiting them to 3 per customer. Oh. These usually go as high as $80, but today we got you for the low of just $15.
Oh, nice. That's almost free.
Right. Okay. Well, y'all, these are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all 3. Got it? This code right here or morningsave.com.
Nice. Well, up next, I chatted with acting legends Richard Lawson and Debbie Morgan about their new show, Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black. And so much more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Right now, I'm sitting with 2 legendary actors that have been holding the game down for mad decades. And listen, they have created moments for everybody. One time for Mr. Richard Lawson and Mrs. Debbie Morgan. Good morning or afternoon.
Hey, good to see you, man.
How you doing?
Doing fantastic. It is so surreal to be in you guys' presence at this time because, you know, like sometimes when you watch shows and movies with people in them, you just, you know, it's an appointment, right? And you feel like you know them because they've been there every step of your life. So, like, this is such a dope full circle moment for me. To my Aunt Lisa, eat your heart out. But let's get into it. Now, you're on this new Netflix series called Beauty in Black, which is out now. Another Tyler Perry classic. What can everybody expect to see this go around?
Well, you know, it's one of the most interesting things about this series is that when you start watching it, what you think is coming doesn't come. However you perceive certain characters end up not being the way that you thought. And so I can see viewers sitting there scratching their heads going, now, I didn't know that was coming. You know, so it really keeps you kind of like on the edge of your seat.
One of the things that I want to say about Beauty in Black is that it's kind of like if you remember back in the days of Dynasty when that dysfunctional family, but this is kind of like Dynasty on steroids because you know, somebody's going to say, damn, them is crazy. What's wrong with them? Good God. At the end of the episode, you're going to be saying, oh, no, they didn't. Oh, my God.
You guys normally play husband and wife. How is it to be on the opposite side of that friendship and be enemies in something?
Listen, I kept saying when I started reading the scripts and I saw the kind of dynamic and relationship that my and Richard's character has, I was so thrilled. I said, for the first time, Richard and I get to play on the series. I'm like, man, I can't wait to come at him like this. I can't wait.
Yeah, you know, she's a, you know, that B word, but it's in it's in bold Times Roman print. she's ridiculous.
Well, Debbie, has Richard ever sent you running like Corey Hardwick did to you in the supermarket scene in Divorce of Black?
Well, listen, maybe so. I can't tell you. You're going to have to watch.
No worries. So, you know, so one last question before we go, just playing off of Beauty in Black. What is the most beautiful thing about being Black?
Well, listen, let me tell you something. I went to Africa and had the pleasure of going to Africa, to Ghana, and being in the slave dungeons and realizing that my ancestors were standing here. My bloodline was in here. And when it came, when I came back, you know, I had a whole nother reality about my own Blackness and the resilience of a people and our creativity and our passion and our love and all of that. So just being Black is nothing more incredible and powerful and spiritual than that.
Yo, thank y'all so much for chatting it up with us. Be sure you check out Beauty in Black on Netflix right now. If I could hug y'all both, I would, but here's some virtual daps and pounds to go around. And listen, y'all stick around because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Bye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, now any celebrity you could think of has a doppelganger out there somewhere, right? And Timothy Chalamet is no exception. So over the weekend, fans held the Timothy lookalike contest at New York City's Washington Square Park. But much to everybody's surprise, the real Timothy Chalamet crashed the party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, police ended up dispersing the crowd and detaining one person. And before it was over, 21-year-old Miles Mitchell, Eminem, who was dressed as Timothy in Willy Wonka, was crowned the winner, taking home a whopping $50 prize.
All right. Bunch of Chalamet-bees there, you know.
Yo, how wild would it be if, like, you Timothy and you show up and you don't win?
No, that's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm me.
Has anyone ever, like, gotten confused for a different celebrity?
Common.
Yeah,
the common.
I can see that, especially common, with the Chicago connection, yeah, yeah. Did you ever use that to your advantage?
No, the only time I ever used it to my advantage where I look sort of like I'm Latin is when I hung out with Fat Joe and I acted like I was a member of the terror squad to talk to a girl.
Like, leave that.
Yeah. I was like, they are having so much fun over here. Hope nobody asks you to speak Spanish, though.
Well, y'all, that's all the dish we have for you today. Thanks, Tom, for joining us. And, y'all, I'm late for an Idris Elba lookalike party.
Oh.
See you next time. What? Bye. Yeah, you think I look like Idris?
Okay. Idris Elba?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.